Hello friends, how are you today? My name is Perry. Thank you so much for tuning in to the TTYD News today. Today's episode is titled, The Three Shadow Sirens.
This episode is brought to you by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. More than 1,000 years ago, the Queen of Shadows descended to Earth with an army of shadows, which included Beldam, Marilyn, and Vivian. The Shadow Sirens attempted to collect the fragments of the crystal Zetar, but when the heroes began to collect them, Beldam allowed them to rescue Vivian, who was still secretly hypnotized, to consume the crystal Zetar he had reformed. Unfortunately, Beldam lost his super bomb and blamed Vivian for it. He asked Vivian to look for him while he and Marilyn took a little vacation. This was a mistake, as Mario showed up and helped Vivian escape. Vivian eventually helped Mario and left the Shadow Sirens. However, due to this mistreatment, Vivian eventually left the Shadow Sirens to help Mario. She left the Shadow Sirens and joined Mario after receiving too many insults from Beldam. When he found out that Grubba made him disappear, he realized his plan. She helps Mario when he helps her find the missing item, unaware of his true identity. When she finds out who he is, Vivian is initially reluctant to help him, but decides to join him due to the abuse from Beldam and the kindness shown to her by Mario. In a letter from Gombella to Mario after defeating the Queen of Shadows, he states that Vivian has been reunited with her sisters, and Beldam is no longer evil and promises to be kinder to Vivian. Although she has only appeared in short dramas since her debut, Vivian is still one of the most popular characters in Paper Mario. Vivian is a purple ghostly man with pink hair, white gloves, and a pink and white striped hat, able to hide in the shadows and manipulate the flames. Her two sisters, Burden and Marilyn, wore blue and yellow hats, of different sizes. They consist of Beldam, Marilyn, and Vivian. They help Sir Grotus and the X-Nuts in their quest for the Crystal Stars and try to get the magic card from Mario and his friends. They face Mario once in the Swamp Forest and again in the Shadow Palace with enhanced moves, although Vivian has now joined Mario's team, so Duplis replaced her. Vivian is one of the three Sirens of Shadows, magical creatures whose attempts to resurrect the evil Queen of Shadows lead them into conflict with Mario and his friends. Vivian, however, snaps his fingers and casts a spell against Mario, who is having a weird timing. At this point, Mario explains to his comrades that Vivian has gone over to their side. Later, Duplis replaces Vivian in the Shadow Sirens after Beldam and Marilyn spot him in Twilight City while they wait for Vivian. Mario will then meet up with the three sisters who have lost his sketch, so they don't recognize the person they are supposed to rob. Mario appears at the professor's house, where he explains that the second crystal star is located in the Swamp Forest. When Mario chases them away to flip a switch, the creatures hide in the train he's on and take all passengers hostage, transforming into a monster with 1,000 tentacles. Vivian, Marilyn, and Beldam attack Mario and his friends at the same time. These three are grounded enemies, so use Coop's power projectile if very effective. Marilyn and Beldam teleport and hit Mario with movements that can be easily blocked. Beldam can also make Mario or his friends small by reducing their attack power. Beldam has been a merchant since the game's inception, as when Sir Grotus talks to Three, he asks Beldam why he didn't kidnap Princess Peach when he got the chance. Finding the sketch and realizing his mistake, Beldam blames Vivian for the loss of the image. It turns out that Mario must return Madame Fleurus's beloved necklace, which fell into the hands of three shadow mermaids. Mario and the gang return to Petalburg and decided that they must return the crystal to the Millennial Door in order to find the location of the next crystal. Bring the new starter crystal to the Millennium Gate and a new location will be marked on the map of Mario's. Climb the podium in front of the Millennium Gate and Mario's star map will be refreshed. In the Japanese version, by agreeing to become a servant of the Queen of Shadows, Mario will perform the animation that Duplis uses while taking the form of Mario. He eventually hears someone calling Mario Mario at the end of the game, at which point he seems to finally realize his mistake. However, in all other versions, he says he loves playing Super Mario Bros. On your Famicom, NES. He does not belong to the same species as the other members, so he cannot travel in the
shadows. He doubts himself, and when the X-Nuts invade his house, he asks Mario to help get rid of him. He runs a museum, but secretly wants to be a detective, which he is not very good at. The father of Koops, who once fought Hook before being eaten alive by the same dragon, when Mario and his friends walk through the Shadow Palace in Chapter 8, after discovering the secret path to the Shadow Queen's lair, the Shadow Siren ambushed them again and fought them one last time. So they changed their plans. Grotas and the Shadow Siren waited for Mario to retrieve the seventh star in the sewers of Rogueport, then Dupree impersonated Professor Frankly and sent Mario to the Thousand Year Gate. It did work, but the Shadow Siren eventually took away the fake crystal star instead of the real crystal star. After that, Mario had six stars and X-Nauts had one. In turn, this will be proposed by Tippy in Super Paper Mario. When entering or exiting the card mode, after dropping something, Mario will move down in the Japanese version, and Mario will move to the left in the international version. In the Japanese version and the US version, Mario has two different dialogue animations, one is raising hands and the other is moving mouth, which are used in different scenes. Like last week, this episode has a lot of special effects, with some really interesting episodes and new creatures. Season 3 of What We Do in the Shadows alternated between separate adventures that spanned the entire cast and more traditional sitcom episodes with Storyline A and Storyline B as a sequel. The Millennium Door contains nods to the original Paper Mario. Judging from the fact that the game's internal card list contains a lost entry for the Chuck Quizmo card, it would seem that Quizmo would reappear in the Thousand Year Door, and that the content email is a tricky hint. Click here to return to the Paper Mario Character Pages Index and click here to navigate to the Super Mario Bros. Character page.
This has been the TTYD News, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.